This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsha Williams. Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi met President Draupadi Murmu this evening and staked claim to form the government. Mr. Modi will take the oath for the third term at Rashtrapati Bhavan on Sunday evening. The President will administer the oath to Narendra Modi and his new cabinet. Speaking outside Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. He said the stable government will prove beneficial for India and its economy as well as the youth. Before that, an NDA delegation led by BJP President JP Nadda also met the President and submitted a letter stating that Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today highlighted that it is after many years that a Prime Minister has got a third term. At the closing ceremony of the Rajya Sabha internship program at Vice President's enclave, the Vice President urged the gathering to always ensure that Parliament is the greatest temple of democracy and a place for debate, dialogue, discussion and deliberation. In the Bastar division of Chhattisgarh, 5 Maoists were killed in an encounter today. Their bodies have been recovered from the spot. Police said the encounter took place on the border of Narayanpur and Dantewada district. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the forest of Gobel, a joint team of District Reserve Guard, DRG and ITBP, had set out on a search operation. During the search operation, an encounter took place in the jungles of Gobel. In the gun battle, 3 jawans of DRG were injured. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has attached the property of a member associated with Popular Front of India in connection with murder of a Hindu Front leader in Coimbatore in 2016. According to the NIA, the property of accused Subair has been attached on orders of the NIA Special Court Punamalli, Chennai. Subair, along with other co-accused, were involved in the gruesome killing of C.E. Shashi Kumar, who was the spokesperson of Hindu Front Coimbatore. The government has imposed a curfew in Jiribam, a border town in Manipur, following decline in law and security conditions since last night. The situation arose after a person who had gone to his farm was found dead with wounds inflicted by a sharp object yesterday. Additionally, some houses belonging to 2 different communities were also burnt down last night by miscreants. The district administration imposed a curfew from this morning in the town, and security forces and district level officers have been instructed to protect lives and properties. The security forces have evacuated villagers of violence-prone areas of the town to safer locations today. The Congress has slammed the government's move to relocate the statues of Mahatma Gandhi, Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj and Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar from their original positions in the Parliament House complex. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Congress leader Pawan Khera said the countrymen want to know what is the real intention behind shifting of statues of great leaders. He said the government has to answer about this in and outside Parliament. However, the Lok Sabha Secretariat has denied the allegations of shifting of the statues. It said the statues are being installed systematically and respectfully inside the Parliament House complex. The RBI has said it is considering to set up a digital payments intelligence platform to mitigate payment fraud risks. In this regard, the central bank has constituted a committee under the chairmanship of former MD and CEO of National Payments Corporation of India, Mr. A.P. Hota, to examine its various aspects. The committee is expected to give its recommendations within 2 months. RBI has said even though the payment ecosystem takes various measures to protect customers from digital frauds, there is a need for network-level intelligence and real-time data sharing across payment systems to prevent such frauds. The Reserve Bank has proposed to bring an auto-replenishment facility for UPI Lite Wallet. Accordingly, if the balance in the UPI wallet goes below a threshold amount set by the customer, the fund will move from his or her account to the wallet without additional authentication or pre-debit notification. RBI has said related guidelines in this regard will be issued shortly. Women's 50-meter rifles reposition specialist Rift Kaur Samra won a bronze medal today on the concluding day of ISSF Rifle Pistol World Cup in Munich. And with that, we end this news bulletin.